Okay, today's shiur is very fundamental shiur about Issur Chitza and Tisparis, bathing and haircuts and shaving. Okay, so the pasuk says in Shmuel Beis, Vayishlach Yoav Tkor, Vayikach Misham Yisha Chacham, Vayomer Le'atis Abli Na. He said you should be Mesabel, Livshina Vigde Evel, Al Tasuchi Shemen, don't anoint yourself with Shemen, Vayaki Isha Zay Yomim Rabbi Mesabelas Al Mes. So the Gemara says, Avel, the Gemara Mavakon says Vavam Veis, page 2. Avel also Rechitza Dechsiv Al Tasuchi Shemen, Rechitza Bechal Sicha. That rechitza is nichlal and sicha, so you put water on your body, just like you put oil on your body. So rechitza is asa. So the Gemara says in Tainus on Yud Gimel Amud Beis, Hilchos Avel Asur Lirchotz Kol Gufo, Beim Chaben Beim Tzonen, Kol Shiva, and Avel can't wash his whole body. Bein chamim betzonim. Aval paro yada v'ragav b'chamim osur betzonim mutter. So if it's the whole body, then it's osur bein b'chamim bein betzonim. If it's just part of the body, so then so b'chamim is osur and betzonim is mutter. And sicha is even a little bit as aser. Im lavor as azuam mutter. But if it's only to take away the zuama, the sweat or the dirt, then it's okay. So that's the din. So rechitza is a din in shiva. Take a look in the Shulchan Aruch.
Have this zum as mutter and chamin or only in sonin?
Okay, let's take a look in Shulchan Aruch. Rechitza ketzan asur lichot kol gufo fil betzonin aval panav yada v'ragla b'chamin asur betzonin mutter. Yimei meluchalach betit v'tzor rochitz kidarko ve'eino choshesh. So if you're meluchalach betit v'tzor, so you know, it means you're not doing it as Rav Avadi pointed out. You're not doing it for, as Rav Avadi pointed out, you're not doing it for tanug. You're just doing it to get rid of the luchalach. So you can be rochitz kidarko ve'eino choshesh. So that's what Rabbi told me. Most of our rechitza today, like people shower, they do it either because they're sweaty or for cleanliness. So technically speaking, it wouldn't necessarily be nichlal in the sisser. Many people are machmir that they don't take showers during shiva. But technically speaking, if it's something that's really bothering them and it's really lavir hazuama, you know, then there could be room to be makel. And especially a lot of times, people, you know, before the levaya, wanted to take a shower, and we know we paskin like the Ramban that all Surim start, but if it's that the person really is just doing it, you know, they're not going to bathing, you know, in the ocean for pleasure. They're just doing it because they feel dirty and they want to, you know, get rid of the the dirt on their body. So then, technically speaking, that could be okay. Even though many people are knowing not to, but if someone would receive the shayla and someone really feels they want to do it, and they're not doing it for tanug, they're just doing it for to get rid of the sweat perspiration on their body, so there would be room to be makel, as Rabbi Body pointed out. So that's the first din. Now the Ramah, if you look here, has a...
Can I ask a question?
Yeah, sure.
A lot of the Zuma we're talking about, is this, if we're talking about removing real dirt, real Zuma, so you have to actually be usually more sweaty than most people are at the end of the day when all they did was sit in the yeshiva or sit in the office. You know, they might feel, you know, less comfortable because they didn't shower, but if you look at them, they look perfectly clean. Maybe if you smell them up close, you know that they're not freshly showered. But is that degree of discomfort that they haven't had their daily shower, is that real havaras zuma?
Well, I guess it could also depend on the person. You know, I mean,
so zuma is not objective.
Zuma could be, like we said, istanis. You know.
Right, but that's already a different category. Zuma is something that applies to anybody who says Zuma. You know,
right. It's in other words, we have different standards of cleanliness than they had probably Bizman Chazal. Then the Ramah writes, "Kol zeh midina, ein osur rak shiva. Aval achakach mutar brachitza. El shenogu ha'idna lesser kol brachitza kol lamed yom." So the Ramah has this minhag that even though brachitza is only osur, it's only a din in shiva, it's not one of the nihugim of shloshim, yet the Ramah says that we should... we should be machmir all of shloshim. A few loch of harosh also, even to wash your head. Then l'shanos haminah ki minah kodem hu. When the siyah said al pi vasikin, he said you shouldn't be mashana the minah because it's a this minah of having an iser rechitza for shloshim. You should not be mashana. Now, where does this come from? So he quotes the Marami Rutenberg on page 5. That's the Sefer Hilchos Machos of the Marami Rutenberg. He says, Miu aval gav nog rechitzim gzeir shloshim miu kshechal regal b'toch shiva. Whereas the halacha is that we know that the regel is mevatel shiva, right? That the regel is mevatel shloshim. So if a person is in the middle of shiva and the regel comes, so it's over. Shiva's over. And if you're in the middle, a person's in the middle of shloshim and the regel comes, so then what? Then shloshim is over. So now, shiva has certain isurim. Say one of these isurim is rechitza, right? So if you do a rechitza on erev yontif, could you do rechitza on erev yontif? Would we say it's only mevatel once yontif comes? Erev yontif, it's not that it's mevatel. So we hold that anything that's going to be in the spata once Yontif comes, so the heterim are ready on the end of the day, on Erev Yontif are ready to do it. So you say, for example, somebody's in Shloshim, right? Say he lost a brother, and he's in Shloshim. And Regel is going to come on day 25. So then he can take a haircut already on Erev Yontif. We'll talk about it. For Avivim it's different, but for he can take a haircut already on Erev Yontif. Right? So the question, so that's the klal, that anything that the regel is going to be mevatel, so you already could be things that you need to do already that otherwise would have been usser, that you're doing in preparation for the regel, you could already do on Erev Yontif. Even though technically the bittul doesn't happen till Shkia, but already you could do it already on Erev. Okay? So the Maharam in Rutenberg wants to know, so say for example Yontif is going to be Vatel Shiva. Right? So say a brother died and Yontif is going to be Vatel Shiva. So no haircuts are going to be allowed because on Erev Yontif, because that's a din in Shloshim, and Shloshim was in the Spata. But anything that Shiva has to Aser will be Neser already on, will be already Huter on Erev Yontif. So the question is, Rechitza is a din in Shiva, so Achor should be Mutter. But he says, but we have a Minag, and this is where he quotes this Minag, to Aser Rechitza Kol Shloshim, so then would we permit Rechitza on Erev Yontif? If you're only in the middle of Shiva? So he says, yeah, it'll be Mutter, because the fact that we aser it Kol Shloshim is only a Chumra. It's only like a Minag. So that much we don't have to be Machmer. But you can't be Megaleach because Kiluch is a din in Shloshim. So this is where one of the earliest sources for this minug of the Ramah. Ta'aser Rechitza Kol Shloshim. Now, the question is, what is the reason for the Isser? What's the reason for the minug? Let's do these for a minute. So there are various reasons that are given. The Bachia, page 4, quotes the Marshal. Because of Marshal, the Tzarech Lomer, the Osru Chitza Mishum. The also be tisparos kol shloshim. You can't the merchas ikl merchas with tisparos. Zach derech hanichnas lemerchas legalech osakin saros rosho. In other words, the way people used to do, they would go. They didn't have showers in their own homes. They would go to a local bathhouse, and usually when people went to the bathhouse, part of the process was then you would get a haircut. So it was all together. It was all together. So Mamela, we were afraid that if we're going to allow you to do Rechitza, you'll come to be Mizalzel in the Tisparos. So Mamela, they had a minig not to do Rechitza either. Then there are other reasons that are given. If you take a look at the Orzarua, on the top of page 7, it starts on 6, but you look on the top of page 7. Umashata Nogim Shalalurcha Otsachat Shiva. That we're afraid that you're going to come to comb your hair and take out some hairs. So, not necessarily the formal tisporah, so that's a question whether this is, but if you assume that srika, combing, is also asa, and in other words, even if you don't want to say like what the marshal said, that they used to mamish give haircuts, but certainly you're going to probably comb your hair after you wash yourself. So then, and hairs will come out, so assuming that's a problem, so that's the why the minhag evolved not to do rechitza. So that's what the Orzarua says. Then he speaks again about this minhag on page 8. Shasha'alta al nida im yichol lirchots. Could the nida do rechitza lilbosh levonim tochim mei libuna? In other words, she wants to be rochets herself in preparation for the Zayin Nikiyim during Shloshim. So he says, "Lachas shiva rechitza muteres." Shechem amdum Rabbi Seinu. Avol kemi shem amdum menachem meetzlum mutar rechitza. Nagu ha'olam. So then he says, "Isser mipnei." Now the two gear so say either mipnei hakibus or mipnei hasrika. So if you want to make it that it's parallel to what the Orzaru said before, then you'll have the same gear so mipnei hasrika. That and that's where it comes from. Ne'akibus, some other type of chashash that you do rechitz on your body, you come to wash your clothing. It says, Ve'eni mati l'chol odom l'chot l'achar shiva. Ve'kedvar me'mutor v'chayim nogu me'es isu ein chochem rosho l'hakir. But, so he's going to be machmir. Aber welcome mitzvah should speak as Benoz Yisrael Hagdosh is Lodaktek al Tarosan to keep his dam bechardo Holoch Lov and Vayne Tilbash Vesad Lov and Tatsiyah Kedei Shlo Tov Vey Sofik. But for this purpose of the Chumra of Zayin Nikiyim he'll be Mekel. Maybe do a different type of shinui or something like that. But that's another a point here where he mentions this minhag. Now, Rabbi Kiva Eger, on page 9 here, wants to suggest that there were two points in the Ramah. But it's a simple reading of the Ramah is that he's answering, if you read it very quickly, that Rechitz is normally a din in Shiva, and now he's making it Shloshim. But the Rabbi Kiva Eger says he's saying more than that. Take a look. Nearly Kavanos Lofiya Gersa Kol Rechitza. Because if the Gersa is Kol Rechitza Kol Lamed, two Kols, I have a Mashmah the Ramah Bala Hosev Beis Chumras. In other words, if you have kol rechitza kol lamed, he thinks the Ramah is not just saying we should extend it from Shiva to Shloshim, but rather an extra thing. Echad mahus harachitza. Mchaber mati rechitza panayadavagav tzonim. Hey, the Gemara says that if it's only pan of yod of araglov, it's mutter betzonim. Mitzad aminag osrim kol rechitza. A few pan of yod of araglov betzonim. So he says part of this minag of the Ramah, if you have the girsa kol rechitza kol shiva, means to answer all types of rechitza, even pan of yod of araglov. Not just Bechamin, but even Betzonin. And the Beis is B'meshach Hazman. Instead of Shiva, it's Shloshim. So he says that the Shach, if you look in the Shach, he says he takes away one of the calls, right? And Onogo Ha'idno Lesser Rechitza Kolam, Kein Tzarech Lomer. In other words, it shouldn't say kol rechitza kol lamed, but just the din of kol lamed. Chein hu baterezov. Lo kamosha nidpas besfarim kol rechitza kol lamed. Devade rechitza betzonein leke isura klal. So that's not even part of the minhag. But the mashmos of kol rechitza kol lamed would have been an isur of panav yad v'raglav, even betzonein. Was that cause of a shach lagid? Tzarech lomar rechitza kol lamed. Hayinu kol ma da'osu. Anything that we aser midina kol zayin is also mitoras mina kol lamed. Hayinu kol gufo betzonin. But pon of yod avragal b'chamin. Ava pon of yod avragal betzonin kaim adina da filu b'toch zayin shorich. But pon of yod avragal betzonin is mutter even toch shiva. Much because of the Vada Rechitza Betzonin, like Isser Hain Rechitza Panaviyav of the Rabba of Betzonin. Okay. But as we mentioned, like I told you, that Rav Abadi pointed out, that a lot of Rechitza that we have today is anyway Lahavir Azuma. Schachter says over very often from Moshe Soloveitchik a pshat, and it's quoted here in the Nefesh HaRav on page 13. And it has to do with what we call bathing and washing during the 9 days. So he quotes the Tor, Kosa B'Shem Aviezri, Nogo Avaseinu Shalor Lurchots Mirash Kodesh, Yishalein Elkayim Mishum Altitosh Torah Simecha. We use our Rabbeinu B'Shem Aviva Gon Rav Moshe Soloveitchik. The Vedake Moshe Yoredeya Hevi Mary Shonim Dafta Medina Rechitza Sur Dafka Shiva Haminagu Shalor Luchot Kol Shloshim. So now, the way Rav Soloveitchik understood that all the dinim of 3 weeks and Sfira and all these things have are not just min hage iser, but they're paralleled to pre-existing categories of avelus. So his assumption was that 9 days is like shloshim, and that's the minhag of Ashkenazim that we don't take haircuts during the 9 days because you treat it like shloshim. So he wants to say a word like this, and we'll see if we can perhaps ask a question on this word. But his word is like this, that the only reason why Ashkenazic practice happens to be not to wash, not to do rechitza during the 9 days, is because Ashkenazic practice is like the Ramon, Hilchas Avelos, that we treat rechitza like a din of shloshim. So we treat rechitza like a din of shloshim. Like the minhag haramah that we saw today. And if the assumption is that the din of the 9 days is what? Is parallel to shloshim. So now it's beautiful. Now we understand very well why the minhag became not to have rechitza during the 9 days. Because the 9 days is the din of shloshim. Haraya, we don't... Tusporus, and Mela the Ramah added Rechitza into the list of Shloshim, even though technically it's only a din in Shiva. So Mela, that's how it became about. Okay, and therefore, so he says Tvich Nogu Shol Urchad Sutziv Shol Shnei Menhagim Adodi. He says Bezman Azeh, but he says Bezman Azeh that we're not knowing this Minhag Ramah. This is what Moshe Soloveitchik is saying. We're not knowing the minhag haramah, he says, of doing rechitza kol shloshim. One second. Let me say it over and then... that's what he's saying. So Mela, then why should we be machmir on the 9 days? If we're not treating rechitza as a din shloshim, so why should we be machmir on rechitza during the 9 days? So Mela, he would say that all rechitza is mutter during the 9 days. This is from Rav Moshe Soloveitchik. You want to go swimming, pleasure swimming, anything you want. And if you want to be machmir on Erev Tisha B'Av Acha Chatzos, so make it tasty, you know, go okay. But anything before Erev Tisha B'Av Acha Chatzos, he felt you don't have to be machmir on. So let me say a couple of horrors on this work. Number one is, what's the source of this minhag of the 9 days of God being a pizza? So it's quoted in the Rambam on page 11. Hilchos Taniyos Perkei Halacha Zayin. etc. And then he says, So Mamela, that's where the Rambam brings this minhag. So the question is, but if it's based on that other din of the Rambam, doesn't have that other din of the Ramah. Rambam doesn't have the din of the Ramah that you can't be rochets kol shloshim. It's mashma in the Rambam, just a minig. So we'll call it lamerchatz. Not that it's that we adopted was that was the Rambam never heard of that din of the Ramah. That's not in the Rambam, right? It's not to do rechitza kol shloshim, and to say that the din rechitza by Shavuot Shechalvo or the 9 days is an extension of that is based on that. The Rambam never heard of such a thing of a chumra of the Rambam of to treat rechitza like shloshim, and yet he still is the one that is quoted as the source of the din of, and as the Magen Mishnah says, "Kvar konogim so mina gazel lo pasha bar tzos elin yachilas basa shein nimnoim lo erev tainis of nein nechtasim lemerchatz." David Borishim didn't go more afil bar of tisha bar butarim lerchatz, but that was the minig that Rambam quotes. So if this minig is quoted based on the other minig, Pashtus says the Rambam didn't have that other minig. So it's hard to say that this minig is based on the other minig. If the minig of Rechitza on, you know, the Rechitza, you know, not only on Erev, you know, to Makdim, the Isra Rechitza, is the source of the poskim quote from the Rambam, and to say that it's based on that din of the Ramah, which the Rambam doesn't have, is something that, you know, maybe is a little difficult. That's number one second. And number two, Rav Abadi once said to me, he said, "Who says we're not choshesh for the Ramah?" I mean, those that are. Because, as he says, Mikir Adin, it's a. There was. Moshe Soloveitchik is saying, well, we all know we take showers after Shiva. People take showers after Shiva, but it could be like Rav Abadi said, no, that taking showers, the people do Bizman Azeh, is Lavir Azuama, so maybe that's even what they're called Shiva. Maybe in Echanami we do follow the Minig of the Ramal Agabe pleasure washing. In other words, not to just go swimming Stamazoi. So it comes out according to Moshe Soloveitchik, then you can have, you know, call recreational swim during the 9 days. So that's a big hula. But so Rav Abadi thought, no, that was real recreational. That should be usher. And Lavir Zuma is always mutter. So, something to think about.
Which could be a more limited, it could be that they have a shower in your own home, or at least like it used to be, now our showers are like mutter.
Right. In other words, one could say that this whole idea of is that, but whatever we have today is based on that.
I thought the minhag hashanah was taken further, so rechitza. I thought it was more than that. During the 9 days.
Mm-hmm. Maybe. Okay. And Rabbi Konigsberg. You want to see it again? He has it in the Sefer as well, on page 12. Okay, next. And the din that we said before, that you could do it on Erev Yontif already, in other words, whatever, if your person's in the middle of Shiva, Shiva is going to be Mevatel, so whatever Shiva is going to be Mevatel is already Mutter and Erev Yontif. So where does that come from? The Gemara says in Mekotin on page 14. Amar Rav Huna b'Reish Rav Shua, Hakol Modin Kichal Shlishi Shalom Yos Erev HaRegel, Shoso B'Chitza Ad HaErev. So you usher brachitza ad ha'erev. So by Tosfos says rit pirush ad ha'erev haynum b'erev yontif lafuki lo sharim min haboker. So ad ha'erev doesn't mean until night, because that's when brachitza becomes mutter. No, even late afternoon is also mutter. So that's what it says in Shulchan Aruch on page 15. Imchal Echa mimei ha'avelos chutz me'eshvi b'erev ha'regel mutol chabes lo yibushenu ad ha'layla. Whereas Shiva is going to be vatel by the regel, so you could already do laundry on Erev Yontif, but just don't wear it till night. The totally zarli mechabes ad achar chatzos, k'tei shei nikashem b'nei regel hu mechabes. So don't do the laundry in the morning, do it later in the afternoon. Aval lirchotz osur ad halayla, that's like the pasha pshat in the Gemara. V'yesh matirim, lirchotz achar tfilas ha-mincha samuch l'amcham sheicha, v'chein no'agim. Okay, now let's talk a little bit about Tisporus. So Tisporus, the Gemara says, Ovel Osir B'Tisporus, M'Khomer L'Rachmon L'Bnei Aaron R'Shechem Al Tifro M'Khlal D'Chuli Alma Osir. Right, he told B'Nei Aaron not to keep. Harua means to let your hair grow long. It says Roshechim Al Tifro. Right, they shouldn't be keep the Surim. Because it was the day of Chanukah's Mishkan, and so when Nadav Aviu died, so he wanted to limit, HaKadosh Baruch wanted to limit the Avelus. So he said to them, Roshechim Al Tifro, Michlal Dukuli Al Ma'aser. But everyone else is also. So the question is, what is the zman iser? So the Gemara says my cotton in Chav Beis Amid Beis, page 17. Kol ha-meisim kula mustaper lachar lamed yom. So for all other mesim, well, it's only din in shloshim. After shloshim, everything is mutter. And the aviv v'imo is achi garbo chaverov. Achi garbo chaverov, meaning that your friend comes over to you and says to you that you look unkempt. And we'll see. Poskim say that say you don't have friends, or you're in a desert island, or no one wants to come over to you, everyone's too polite. That doesn't mean that you have to be more machmir. It means if you look at yourself in the mirror and you see that you look unkempt, so the dos haste achi garbo chaver. You don't need an official phone call from somebody that someone says, you know, you look. You don't look well. You don't look, you know, proper. Now, so the Gemara is very unclear here in terms of Achi Garbo Chavera. Now, the Pashtus is that this is a longer Zman than Shloshim. In other words, for Aviv Imo, it's for Shakrovim, it's Shloshim. Hello, Aviv Imo, Achi's Garbo Chaverov. Whereas, would anyone in his right mind say that, what if he doesn't look on day 10 already? He looks, because already he didn't take a haircut already from 10 weeks ago. So a person didn't take a haircut from 10 weeks before the Patira. So anyone in his right mind going to say that on day 10 you could be Garbo Chaverov and you can already, then it'll come out that it's more kal. So no one lahalacha will pask in this way. Who suggested it? Who suggested this idea? Well, we'll see. There are two gedolim. One mamish suggested it, and one said something a little different. That the Marshag, we'll call this a supplement, even though I didn't originally call it a supplement. So I have the urge to call it a supplement. So, calling it a supplement. Page 15. So he has it again. La halacha, we're not saying like this. La halacha for Avi v'Imo, even if theoretically he looks terrible on day 10, there's not going to be a kula. But if you want to see the suggestion, take a look on page 15, the second paragraph, the paragraph that begins uvazeh. Keep going further down. The first word on the line is chaveira. V'neva fizeh haya efshar lomar od, od kula yosef. D'chol shagaru bo chaveira, hafil hu toch lamed, l'misis ovi v'imo, gam ke mutu l'galeach. Oh, v'eil hakshas dim kein l'fizeh yeh l'famim ba'ovel al ovi v'imo kil yosef mi'ovel al krovim acherim. Don't say, hey, how you talking to say such a thing? Are you talking to say such a thing? I mean, then it's going to come out. Then the shakrovim is a din shloshim. If Aviv Vimo actually garu bo chaveirav, even before shloshim, are you talking? The zeino, the zeino, the gamba avol akrovim acherim bevadi mutol lagalei chol shagaru bo chaveirav fil toch lamed. Maybe. Actually, Garubu Chaveru would apply even to Shakrov. Ah, but it says Shloshim. Filtach Lam, Lo Nemer, Lamed Elo Lakula. Tafilu below Garubu Chaveru, Kolshu Achalam and Mutala Galea. There was maybe, actually, Garubu Chaveru is going to be a Kula for everybody. And what the Gemara means by Shakrovim is that even though a person still looks nice, after 30, it's Mutter. Rashen came above Vivimo, Dena Moe Lamed. And it'll be in Garas Kaveirov. And while Garas Kaveirov morally only can look before Mokum. But he says that the Beis Yosef is not mashma like me, he says, and the other postkim, so I'm not gonna. In other words, he suggests, it's not like he's really pastoring like this. He's suggesting that possibility, that really the din is Alche Garu B'Chaveira for everybody. And that could be even before Shloshim. And he's saying that, but the Gemara says Shloshim, no, Shloshim for Shakrovim is a kula. Okay, so that's just, a suggestion. You know, if you want to see someone actually take it to the, as a Havamina. Now, the one Poisek that Mamish wants to suggest it, and even he was the Gadol Hador, we'll see in a second, even he, who is a little bit, not so confident, is the Noda Behuda. Yeah, but in the end he says, V'kol Mokom came into Kol Hani Machmir Tov Lamed Vadei Roy Lahachmir. Well, yeah, so we're going to see. In other words, for the parents, he's saying, in other words, there's a din of Gara, but the Gara can't come before Shloshim. Right. Then we'll have to see how long after Shloshim. But it can't come to Shloshim. Because one could have suggested that it could even be before Shloshim. And that's what he wanted to suggest. And he wanted to suggest even for Shakrov, because if you're going to suggest it by Aviv Imo, then you have to suggest it by Shakrovim also. So he says in a Chanami, by Shakrovim also maybe it should be Mutter. So what does Shloshim mean? Shloshim is, by Shakrovim, is a Kula. It means even though you look still fine, but you want to take a haircut, after Shloshim is Mutter. Oh, but the Noda Behuda is Ge'onis. We could spend the whole day going through this truth of the Noda Behuda, because his mamish, each, a lot of gaonis there, and a lot of chesbonis. You should read it. It's Smerdik, but I could spend two hours now with this Noda Behuda, but we're not. So I'll get to the crux here. He has a discussion here, the topic of the tshuva, look at page 9. The topic of the tshuva of the Noda Behuda is if somebody's shir gara takes place in the middle of Chol HaMoed, would we let him get a haircut in the middle? Normally, Chol HaMoed, you don't let you get haircuts because he was supposed to get a haircut before, but he couldn't get a haircut before because he was, you know, Aser Al Tzavelis. So is that called an onus, like the Mishnayos have in Moed Katan, that there are certain anusim that they didn't have a chance to get a haircut before, we let them get a haircut on Chol HaMoed themselves. And that's what the tshuva is really about. And then he's mamish mefalpel with the Ramban and the Rosh that we had before. Unbelievable. But he says like this. What would say the following scenario? Say day 20 falls out on Erev Regal. So day 20 falls on Erev Regal. So if it's Shar Krovim, person lost a brother, and Erev Regal, day 20, so we tell him, you can get a haircut on day 20. Because once Yontif comes, Shloshim is over. So we know that everything that Yontif is going to break, already on Erev Yontif, we're making. So he wants to say a chiddush like this. In other words, to say as far as the marshag, that's even the marshag didn't want to say what the marshag was thinking. That was too much. But let's. What about this possibility? Say someone loses a parent. I think someone once asked me this, Shaila. Someone lost a parent, Rachmana Litzlan. And say day 20 is Erev Yontif. And Imamish looks, doesn't, you know, the Shir Gara is definitely there because he probably didn't get a haircut for 2 months from before. So he's holding by Gara. And, but it's only day 20. It's only day 20. So could we say that for a parent to be mutter to get a haircut on Erev Yontif? Because like this, there was Shloshim is going to be in his battle, right? And you have the Gara, but it's before 30 days. And it's not going to be a Hechitimsa that's going to be more kal, like the Marshak's question, how you talking, it's going to be more kal for Avivim than Shar Krovim, because by Shar Krovim, this would be mutter. So he says, "Oh, dear, la niyadati cholzeim lo higiyas mangara at Chol HaMoed. Aval higiyas mangara kodem aregam. El shetok shloshim lo mahani gara. Normally we say tok shloshim lo mahani gara. Mikol mokom be'erv haregel shum mutu lagalech b'shar krovim. Shereg mavadol gzer shloshim. Im kein gam ba'oviv. Kein shigiyas mangara mutu be'erv haregel. V'kein shia mutu be'erv haregel mimela osu b'Chol HaMoed." So he says that, in other words, he's saying that it was Meikar Adin, it should be Mutter Erev HaRegel, because you have Shloshim past, and you have Gara. And then it'll have a ramification for his original Shaila, because the whole, if Gara is Magia only on Chol HaMoed, say, then, and if he was mutter to shave an Erev and he didn't, so then for sure he's not going to get a heter to shave a Chol HaMoed. So that's what he suggests here. And then at the end of the tshuva, he says, "Zeh hanir lani yazdaiti l'alocha v'lo l'maisa." Yashev Od Badover. He doesn't want to. So this So this comes up, but the minhag is not to. I think most Mora Hara are not makel on this with this note of Yehuda. Yeah, in other words, the note of Yehuda wants to suggest. You heard what the Marshag said, right? So he doesn't want to go as far as the Marshag. In other words, Marshag would suggest that even on day 10, if you look bad, so actually Gar Bachaver. So Marshag says no. You have to finish Shloshim, like the Beis Yosef says. But what if you have a scenario where a person lost a parent, and Erev Regel is, say, day 20? So it would be Shar Krovim. We'd let him get a haircut on Erev HaRegel, because Shloshim is over that night, so then you could already on Erev HaRegel be Mako. Person would be Mako. Ready on Erev HaRegel. But say for in that same scenario for a parent, if it's already, say, day 20, is Erev HaRegel. So now Shloshim is going to be in the spot, and he already has Giga Zmangara. So the note of Yehuda says, so Lechora, it should be Mutter to take a haircut even for your parent. Even for someone's parent. And the other poskim hold no, that unless, until Shloshim Yom, there's no coolers of Gara before actual 30 days. And the Dovid Yehuda said, in this my case, it won't be more Mako, because by Shar Krovim it's already Mutter. So he's only going to be math. There was no debut that would never say, Shir Gara could be mutter on day 10, Stamazon. That he wouldn't say. But in the case where Shloshim is going to be in a spatel anyway, so then maybe they could have a Shir Gara. That's, and Rav Abadi also thought not like this no debut. And I think that's how many Mora Hara not like this, yeah.
So according to this, even after that, he would be like,
what?
Shavuos. So
Shavuos
is day 20. Shavuos is not set. So for
the other
one,
you know. So Shavuos comes in Rosh Hashanah,
and
day 20. So now after Shavuos
is day
23.
So
he
still can't. Even though
Shavuos
is not
right
over, and he has
the
Ara, and it's not with the
Arab. Right. Oh. What about the Chumra of the Marsha? The Shar Krovim, you have to Shir Gara, like in the regular process.
Like what?
The Chumra of the Marsha.
The what?
That even for Shar Krovim, you have to have a Shir Gara. Like, let's say the regular process on day 20, would we say that Shar Krovim, you have to have a Shir Gara as well as the regular?
But I don't think he says that. That's the idea. That's the din of Shloshim. That all they need is the din of Shloshim.
He said that if you'll tell me that the Shar Krovim is going to be more common, so I'll tell you the Shar Krovim won't have a Shir Gara.
Right.
So that comes out to be a Chumra in the regular Nasik, but you have to have a Shir Gara.
No, because I think what he's saying is that Shar Krovim get both coolers. They get the cool of Gara and the cool of Shloshim. Okay, it's not Lahalacha anyway, but it's an interesting point. But then someone asked me the shot. That's why I was omed. Someone, yeah.
When we say real 30 days, that's not supposed to understand. What kind of real 30 days do we mean? Like actually calendaric days, or also like the?
Well, we'll see. One second. Let's see. Well, give me a second. Okay. Okay. Now, there's a famous. Rabbi Kivega. On page first, let's see what the Shulchan Aruch says. Page 21. Kol Meisim Galeach Achar Shloshim Shin Tzadi Sivdal. Al Kol Meisim Galeach Achar Shloshim Alovi V'Imo Aj Shigar Bo Chaveru. So says the Rama, Ein HaRegel Mahanim Poga Kodem Shigar Bo Chaveru. Right, the regal doesn't help. Before. and Baruch Chaim, Shir Gara, Yesh Plukta, the Nogim Begimel Chadashim. So this is the famous Gimel Chadashim of the Ramah. That the Ramah says, what's the Shir Gara? Gimel Chadashim. So there's a lot to say about these Gimel Chadashim. So there are two approaches, many approaches about the Gimel Chadashim. So first, let's say like this. There's a discussion, first, whether these Gimel Chadashim are to be taken literally or not. Or maybe like Rav Felder told me that the way Rav Moshe understood Gimel Chadashim is just the din of whatever your normal barbershop visit is, so multiply it by two. If you go to the barber every month, so then for Shir Gara, go 2 months. If you go to the barber, you know, in other words, multiply, in other words, that's how some poskim understood. It was just a, it's not a shear, like shloshim is a shear. You can't, you know, it's a, that's a shear. No games with shloshim. Gimel Chadashim is not in the Gemara as a shear for anything. So it just means the way some achronim, and that's the way Rav Moshe understood as it was, just double the norm. Double the norm. And of course we'll see that Noda Behuda points out that there could be a difference between the norm of the beard and the norm of the hair. So, and then there's a question: how do you say Gimel Chadashim is either to be taken literally or not to be taken literally? So, is it Gimel Chadashim from the last haircut? Or is it Gimel Chadashim from the beginning of the Avelis? So we'll see that in a second as well. So Rafaela told me that Rav Moshe held Gimel Chadashim from the last haircut. Gimel Chadashim from the last haircut. Not Gimel Chadashim from the beginning. And that's what Rafaela said. According to Rav Moshe, as soon as Shloshim is over, so already you can have your quote Gimel Chadashim, because well, again Gimel Chadashim, even if you take Gimel Chadashim literally, but and if you don't take it literally, in other words, it could be Toch Shloshim also, but that we're not getting, that Moshe wasn't making not like the Noda Behuda, Rav Avadi is not making like the Noda Behuda to have the Shir Gara B'Toch Shloshim, but once Shloshim's over, so then there could be a Shir Gara, as Poskim say, even Bobayom. Shloshim you say Mitzaseyam Kukulo. So then, theoretically, there could be a Shir Gara right away, because maybe he didn't take a haircut before the Patira already 2 months, or whenever it was. So the Shir Gara could be there, you know, whichever, if you hold Shloshim Kadashim Kipshuto, or you hold it, that just means double the thing. So again, before Shloshim we're not going to touch, but after Shloshim then there could be a Shir Gara right away. Oh, the Maram Shik has a tshuva about this, and in certain circles, you know, it seems maybe in the they took the Shloshim Chadashim very literally. If you look in the Maram Shik, on the page 14. It should be in the supplement. Yeah. Says the Maram Shit, Meshashalta Od O Mashashamati Bishmi Me'eth Nechti Habokhar Muflo Peretz Gross. had a grandson, Peretz Gross. Okay, good to know. The call goes to the end. Wow, Holoch lo loma ba odo bi mei bakaruso. I had a time when the sheer garish flows of Hadashim, yesh lachsov migiluach ha'achron, v'lo mishas ha'scholas ha'veilus. So it was his grandson said over that my Zayda, the Maram Shik, Paskin, that the Shlosha Chadashim don't go from the beginning of the Avelis. It's not a din that the first 3 months he can't get a haircut or shave or whatever it is. And so someone said it in his name, his grandfather's name, so he wanted to verify if that's what the Zayda said. He named the MSK nearly Misvara. Derek Kaimel Kipsaka Noda Behuda, because Noda Behuda says, and this is where I quoted before, the Bekomisha Noga Mogalech Hazakam Shemis Nadvel, Imeno Mogalech Osa Eze Shavuos, the Cheshvin and Shir Gara, Vo Gimel Shavuos. In other words, Noda Behuda is the first one to make this comment, you know, that's said over from Rav Salvechik, that today we shave, so the Gara is like, every day by the beard, so he said, okay, the car is like a couple of weeks, a different mentality of what makes people look unkempt. Alkein had the rosh, with the head, haircuts by Gimel Chadashim, hay mishim dekorim Gimel Chadashim, and saros gedolim kol kach. Vein im Smavel, Vein im Tzarech Kula, Havel Gibul, Havel Gibul Chadoshim. Fize Iker Hanivul, Meinem Galeach HaRosh, Lo Nase Ela B'Shvuos HaChronos, Vahim HaMatim Lo V'Galeach. V'im Kein Lo Ida Machil Gesh Kevin De B'Gibul HaZokim Kevin De M'Smavel B'Zman Miyot HaShvin V'Esir Shir Garam Kein B'Vadein Kvar Godlus HaRosov. There was a fee ready, is had long hair before the person passed away. So now, to get the Shir Gara, you don't need so much. So then you don't need the 3 months. And came Vadim for Godlus Arosov, Tem Shanasa Ovel, the Mnavlo Nishas Vanma, and came Gamkin Hare Misnavel, Holiday Avilusa Bisman Kotzer, Moshe Yam Misnavel Hagimel Chadoshim. So you got your Gimel Chadoshim right away. I mean, after Shloshim, like Rafelda said, after Shloshim, you can already have your Gimel Chadoshim. Already, because you start the Gimel Chadoshim from the last haircut. That's what he says. But then, he doesn't want to. That's what he really thinks the halacha is. But then he says, in the next paragraph, the paragraph that begins, Al Ha'emes Shemaloshim Stimas Kol Aposkim Lomashkein Ve'Etzer. So apparently in certain places there was this minig to wait, not to take a haircut until 3 months from the beginning of the Avelis, even if the person already didn't take a haircut 2 months from before. So even though he thinks that Maram Shik thinks that that's really not shot, but you know, he's sensitive to the minhag, and the minhag apparently then was in many places was to wait 3 months, and he didn't just machavek the minhag, he said but l'dayti. So but as I said, like Rafelda said from Ramosha, he didn't feel that you have to keep 3 months, and he didn't feel that you have to do 3 months from the beginning of the Avelis, but rather from the last haircut. And that's a, yeah.
Is there any reason to say that Ramosh is doing maximum? Let's say a guy is, his car is, after a month, or a month and a half, whatever, so let's say, you know, you can't get him to tie in 3 months?
I mean, well, so who is he speaking to? He's saying that if you're not sure, so by 3 months you can be sure.
Right.
Okay. But that still doesn't answer this question, whether which way do you go from 3 months from the...
Right.
Okay, I mean, again, as I said, the Gimel Chadashim is not a, it's not like a din in the Gemara of Gimel Chadashim. So, you know, Gimel Chadashim was a minog based on, you know, the way some posts can point out how people, often people used to shave, to get haircuts, etc. And that's what the Noda Yehuda was mechalik, that even the Gimel Chadashim was not legabe the beard, but legabe the hair. And that's the Noda Yehuda. Okay, now, comes the Rebbe Akiva Eiger, he quotes the Darkei Moshe, quotes in Ozarua.
Which page?
Page 21 in the regular packet. Darkei Moshe, Hevi, Ozarua, Zel Shom Sha'alta, Hituchel, Lispor, Achar, לספר אך אביך תוך יוד בית חודש כי מתוך שאתה עוסק במזונוסך מוצוי בין עשורים נימא דרך שלא הוסקה יוד בית חודש לינן גידול סייר רק עד שיש גבר חבר מה שנוהג עם יוד בית חודש אין אל חומר בעלבא כבר לא ביבימו לכן מותר אתה לספר כדרכך משמע דבידינה אך השימתין so he's quoted the Zarua that says that this is another question. So as we talk about Gara, so is there any inyan of Yud Beis Chodesh by Ovivimo, or is it just Gara? Meaning like this, once the person reached your Gara, then he could maybe take a haircut every day if he wants. He got to the Shir Gara, finished. Or do we say that no, once you get the Shir Gara, then you can take the haircut and shave and everything. And now, you want to take your second haircut? Wait another Shir Gara. Or no? So Rabbi Kiveg is pointing out from the Or Zarua that he said that only one Shir Gara. Mashmar the Medina Acha Shehimtin Shir Gara Mutu Lagalecha Chakach B'chol Pam Kedarka Vein Tzarech Lahamtin B'chol Pam Shir Gara Ela the Minug L'Hachmir. But he says the Minug that people have to be Machmir Kol Yud Beis Chodesh. In other words, to restart a Gara every time. But he says, even though some people have this minug, but if certainly you're going to be with the goyim, you're going to be with the sarim. Came the holech ben asarim in tzarich lipos chumrzu. Makam adina nachar hadara megaleh chidarka. Wazek kavanas harama kam betchil kol elu nogu alakasim lo v'haynu daazin lochos l'minug lahu. Hakolus magar lo mahani macha holech ben asarim. So that's a question. In other words, are there coolers? Are they cool as before the in other words, so this whole discussion is, in other words, after the first year Gara, could you just make Aleich Kedarko or not? But he doesn't want to be Mako before that. So you see the Poskim talk about it. Sinner quotes different the Poskim that talk about this question on the end of page 26. Misha Tzarech Leilech Lassar V'Kadoma K'day L'Shtadol Tova Saklal. You're a person who has to go and go to Washington and speak to the whoever, you know, for the Jewish people or whatever. So Yesh Matirim Lo L'Stapar Feil Be'Ves Havim Achar Shiva. So that's a question. Would there be a kula after Shiva? Would there be a kula after Shloshim before Shir Gara? So that... you know, is open to discussion in the poskim. It was the Rebbe Kivega and Rosaruwa weren't even thinking in those terms. They were talking about after Shir Gara, okay, you know, you certainly could be Mako not to have another Shir Gara. But in our times, sometimes people, sometimes there are that there could be even before the Shir Gara. Then the question, how much before? Some of Mekel for Parnassa reasons, maybe even also Mischarim Goy. So that's has to be looked into with different tshuvas about that. Moshe in the Truvim, page 22, writes that it's Nachon, Lampin, Shiagara, each time. I think they say that's what Chazanish was going. But certainly, Moshe writes, if there's some type of Tzorach, then you don't have to be Machmer. But he feels that below Tzorach, but a Royal Achmer. To wait, whole Yud Beis Kodesh, not just to do the first year Gara.
Who decides what is your Gara in that? Is it your wife? Or is it your wife is going to be your Gara immediately? But either you're not Gara,
you decide what your Gara is. You decide. it's not a precise science, Gara. If it's after Shloshim and it's already, already doesn't look good, what most people in the street would say it doesn't look good, it's already, Oh, but now you bring up your wife, thanks for reminding me. There's another part of the discussion here, and that is, what's the din of Tisporus for Noshim? If they lose a parent, Rechmona Litzlan. So there's a Gemara in Yevamos. And there are two ways of learning the Gemara in Yevamos. Mem Gimel Amud Aleph. The Gemara in Yevamos talks. The Mishnah there talks about Havchano, waiting 3 months before a person remarries, whether they're divorced or widowed, they wait 3 months before Havchano, before they remarry. But what is the page? Can't even read the page number. What does it say? 15? 18. Page 18 is Gemara Yevamos. So one opinion says in the Mishnah there that for Kiddushin you could do right away. Chutz min almana. Because an almana, she's in Avelos. So she can't get married, has to wait, but maybe Kiddushin could. So the Mishnah says a grusha, so Kiddushin she could do right away, but not get married. Chutz min almana. So Rav Chisda disagrees. I'm Rav Chisda Kal v'chomer. Ma the makom she'osar lachabes mutar la'ares. In other words. In Shavuot Shechalbo, you can't do kibbutz, but still you do kiddushin in Shavuot Shechalbo. So makom shemutar lechabes. So after Shiva, where it's mutar lechabes, so certainly it should be mutar la'aris. So that's what the Gemara says. So the Ramban quotes this Gemara on page 19. Perak Acholas, Kol Anoshim Sarsu Chutz Min Almanah Min Ha'Igel, Tam Ha'Igel Shloshim Yom. Amar Rav Chisda, Kal V'Chol, Ma Mokom She'Otzer L'Saper Mutar La'Oris. Mokom She'Mutar L'Saper Einu Din She'Mutar La'Oris. So he quotes a different girsa, and he says like this, that that Malkum Shaosul Saper like Shavuot Shachalbo is Mutar La'ores. So Malkum Shemutar La'saper after Shiva certainly is Mutar La'ores. Perish Isha Kamer Mutar La'saper L'chabes La'achar Zayin. So this Girsa holds that a woman after Shiva doesn't have an issur tisparus. After Shiva doesn't have an issur tisparus. There was never an issur tisparus on a woman after Shiva. And he says that's a beferish Bryson, the Ovel Rabasi. Hachi Tanya Bovel, Isha Muteris, Minatila Seir, Lachar Zayin. Rashi has the Girsa, doesn't have the Girsa L'saper. His is Girsa's L'chabes. But if you have the gears of Lasaper and you want to bring a raya that in that Gemara that Kedushin is mutter after Shiva, because Ma Malkum Shaosur Lasaper is mutter le'ores, so Malkum Sha mutter Lasaper is certainly mutter le'ores, meaning after Shiva, and that would come out based on that Gemara that. That after Shiva is mutter. So the Ramban quotes this pshat and he doesn't like it. Also, but what about, how can you not like it? Isn't it a Bryce in the Evil Rabasi that says Ishu Muteres Menotila Seir Lachar Zayin? Oh, so if you look in the tour. Yeah, take a look at the Torah, page 21. Tanya Reimel Rabasi, Yishu Muteres Menatila Seir, Achar Shiva. Henkos of Rav Alphas, Yishu Muteres Menatila Seir, Achar Shiva. That's the Girsa of the Rif that the Ramban quoted. Fiksha Ramban, in Kain Tehe Muteres Begiyuts, Vechain Kol Mitzah Shloshim, Poyenugos. Okay, Nira Kedivay Mefarshim. No, what does it mean? The Avol Rabasi. In other words, Inochanami, she's not mutter. And you have to learn Rashi's pshat in the Gemara that the gear says lachabes, not l'saper. So what does it mean? The Avol Rabasi. No, Avol Rabasi doesn't mean she can go get a haircut. Avol Rabasi means the shor beisha haynu ba'aver srak al panav shufusu besid shu mishum tachshit shalotis navel baila. It means if she wants to smear some cream on her face to take off some hair or something like that, so she'll look nicer, so she can smear something on her face. But mamish to get a regular haircut, not. Okay. So this is the machlokes here. But the Beis Yosef said the Rambam says like the Rif. Look in the Rambam. Okay, look in the Rambam. Page 2 in the supplement. Vav Gimel. It disparas Ketzen. Shem Shosel Saper called Sargufo on Galfo on Kotzen Sipornov. Tach also called Shloshim. By Medva Mamur and Beisha. Val Isha Muteras Vatina Seyar Lacha Shiva. So that's what the Mechaber says. The Rambam of the Rif. That's the win. Done deal. So how does it say in Shulchan Aruch? So if you look at Shulchan Aruch, you'll see a machlokes here between the Mechaber and the Ramah. Okay. What? What page? 22. Halacha hey. Isha mutesh matil seara chadzayin. V'yesh oshim afla isha. V'chei nika. And the other opinion is no, that that a woman also has an iser of shloshim. So as Rav Tzinner writes in Sefer, it's mashma that there's no shir gara, so it's all just as in shloshim. And Rav Feldman said, Rav Moshe, you know, told people it's better if they could wait till shloshim. But after shloshim, as Rav Tzinner writes, then there's no, then it's mashma will be mutter. Then, zero some other things here. If you look on page 7, if you want to see if in the Shulchan Gavoa, he quotes on the Ramah, Gimel Chadashim, he says, B'machuso komar, v'chuseinu k'shav v'lamed yom afil b'yom lamed gorim bo. In other words, you want to see someone in print discussing this idea that the Gimel Chadashim is maybe in his place, but in our place, we already go there after 30 days, even on that 30th day. Then there's a nice tshuva in the Divrei Nechemiah. Divrei Nechemiah is a Talmud of the Alter Rebbe. Right? I think so. A very chashuv a sefer. We're not going to spend so much time reading it, but my friend from Satmar, of Gutman, told me that if you want to learn Ian, really know some sefer that really learns the sugya be Ian, you should always look in the Divrei Nechemiah. So that's why Zerach for you the Divrei Nechemiah. So if you want to, so he has four ways of understanding the Ramah's Gimel Chadashim. It's very interesting. You could look at it, you know, and the Rashad we did. And, okay, so these are, so I think we covered the basic yesodis of the Chitza and Tesporus and how it comes in terms of Avivimo, Shar Krovim, and these things. Okay, now, tomorrow we have Bez Hashem packet 16, which, remember Rabbi Gedalia Berger once said to me, packet 16 is the most important packet of all the packets. Why? Because 16 is about all these questions, you know, somebody's in Avelis, could they go to the Bar Mitzvah? Could they go to the Shavuot Brachas? Could they go to the Shalom Zocher? Could they go to the Chanukah party? Could they go to the graduation? Could they go to this? Could they go to that? So that's what it's about. Now, we said we're going to, the chief rabbi coming. So what I'm going to try to do is start at 9 o'clock sharp. Right, so, right, unless you have another eitzah for me, or you feel that. The chief rabbi. The only thing I have to be someplace at 12. That's another.
9 to 10.
Yeah, most probably won't be done by 11. Most probably won't start at 10. Two halves. Okay, look, what can I tell you? I will say, something has to... Okay, so we'll try 9. Well, the shiurim will be online for everybody. We should try to be here. I'm going to try to be here at 9. I will try. I can't say, but I'm going to try, so we should all try, whoever can. If you can't, then you can't. And that's what we do. Okay, and then we'll discuss next week.
How do we possibly, Rabbi the Rabbi Kiviger, if we renew Kashmir Bavir? I know there are Moshe. I heard Roshester.
It depends on the person.